genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, well, you know, the most litigated president in American history, Donald Trump. He's only been there for 5 months as of today, June 20th being his 5 month mark of being sworn in as president. And several Twitter users are now going after the president, saying they're going to file a lawsuit because he blocked them from being on his Twitter feed. But do they have a God-given right to follow the president? Not if you're, I mean, I get to block people all the time. People are jerks. They get blocked. John Samples here, Vice President, Publisher of the Cato Institute. John, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thanks for having me, Steve. You've hit the point exactly, right? I mean, right now we're on a privately owned radio station. It's not covered by the First Amendment. You can block people if you want to, but the First Amendment's all about the government. The Constitution itself is all about limiting the government and having a limited government and protecting our rights. And so if you're a government official, you can't do that. So the crucial question is, the president, when he's on his Twitter feed, is he acting as the president or is he acting as Donald Trump? And our view is that because of he started the Twitter feed before, when he was campaigning, and even before that, that really he's acting still as a private individual, not as president of the United States. I mean, after all, he does have an official presidential account, and on that account, he could not block Twitter users or Twitter critics, because that would violate the First Amendment.
Please explain.
Well,
because I'm going to go ahead and read the First Amendment while you explain it to me. I'll read it. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. I don't see that it has anything to do with a presidential Twitter account being protected. I guess I don't even know how you would read that in there.
So the way that the First Amendment has been, of course, on the surface, since it only involves Congress, any president could violate the First Amendment. But it's been interpreted broadly and so every official, state, local, and national, and of course, including the president, has been brought under the limits of the First Amendment because, the Constitution is to prevent government officials from violating our rights. That's what the Bill of Rights.
All right. I'm going to ask you again: how does, if the president wanted to block people on the official presidential Twitter account, who's being violated and under what part of the First Amendment?
Right. It's because the courts have ruled, and sensibly so, that any kind of government action that suppresses speech or based on its content, that is, on what people say, the ideas that are expressed.
Hold on. That's not suppressing speech. That's suppressing what he has to say or not making it available to everybody. It's not suppressing anybody's speech.
Sure. He has decided, presumably, unless there's an argument to the contrary, presumably what he has done is block them because of what they're saying, the criticism of the president himself. So,
yeah,
sure.
But hold on. Under that logic, if you extend that logic, then the president saying, I don't want the Washington Post at my press briefing, somehow violates the First Amendment. That's nonsense.
It depends on whether that press briefing is a public forum.
Of course it is. It happens all the time.
Steve, is the basic First Amendment stuff that most conservatives support generally.
Well, I just don't see it here. I'm pretty conservative. I don't see the right of somebody to demand, I don't care what the account is, to demand access.
We have to go back to this basic idea that we started with, which is no one has a right to be on, I don't have a right right now to be on this phone with you making these arguments. The reason I don't is because the radio station we're on is owned by a private individual.
I understand that.
It's not a government forum, and therefore it's not covered by the First Amendment. Now, what we argued is that the president's, the real Donald Trump, Twitter account is also a private forum. He uses it as a private individual, and therefore it's not covered by the First Amendment. But if it were, and the courts may rule that it is, but I think probably not, then it'll fall directly into the First Amendment jurisprudence, and he won't be able to It's basically the government choosing among ideas and saying some are unworthy and some are worthy. And
happens
that's
every day.
What you don't want.
But that happens every day. People make judgment calls every single day. I'm still trying to get here.
The basic idea here is the government has no right, any government official, to decide which ideas are good and which ideas are bad.
Of course they do. What do you mean they have no right to?
They don't. They might do it. Private individuals, private entities do have that right, but not government officials. If they had that right, then the First Amendment is essentially meaningless.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But the Twitter and such is all held on private servers.
Correct.
I have no idea. Of course the president has the right to delete anybody from his Twitter account, whether it's a government account or not. I'm sorry, John. I'm reading, I appreciate where you're coming from. It's not covered by the First Amendment that I'm holding in my hand. It's just not there. Because you're not blocking the right of anybody's freedom of speech. You're just saying, I'm not going to talk to that person because they're abusive or whatever they are back to me. You have a right to not have be abused by somebody, whether you're the president of the United States or not. You don't have to sit there and listen to it. You don't have to sit there and take it. I just don't buy it.
If the president were in a public forum and he was... people, for some reason, this is probably unlikely.
Are hecklers removed?
Hecklers are one thing.
Well, what's the difference? If you're a heckler, hold on, John. If you're a heckler at a speech, what's the difference?
The First Amendment. There's no question.
People shut down hecklers of the president all the time. The Secret Service takes them out all the time. This president, the last 40 presidents, hecklers are removed. What's the difference?
Under the First Amendment, you cannot remove people because of the content of the ideas. I mean, this is the whole hate speech thing, right? Hate speech is so-called hate speech. Is any kind of criticism of people. It is something that is the content of the ideas. Justin Antoine Scalia was the one that made this argument and continued it, and it was continued up through yesterday with this trademark ruling. The content of speech is not something that government officials can act on. That's what the First Amendment is all about.
But behavior they can, and if somebody is
hold on, John,
they can act on behavior. We're talking about behavioral issues here, not the content of speech. Because if somebody continues to heckle and pester and upset and create problems, sure they can be deleted. There is no protection in the First Amendment that says the President of the United States using his official Twitter account couldn't delete people. You have not convinced me.
As the right, based on the content of speech, based on the views and ideas presented, has the right to suppress that speech. I don't believe that, and no court is going to uphold
that. Well, demeanor and behavior are not protected.
We're saying he's acting as a private individual, and he can't.
I understand that, but I'm hung up. Now, hold on. I'm hung up on your other comment about it would not be legal under the First Amendment for the president using his official account to block people on Twitter. I believe it would be fully legal. And now I want to take it to court and find out because I think, frankly, John, you're wrong.
It's going to go to a court. That's true. We'll see what happens. But I think what will be decided is he's probably using it as a private. Now, if he uses it, the POTUS account, the President of the United States account, I think most people who are experts in First Amendment and most courts are going to say that's been long decided.
Well, I think you're wrong because it's about demeanor and behavior, and bashing on Twitter is not about ideas, it's about behavior. John, we're out of time.
It's about ideas.
But you're allowed.
It's about ideas. And that's what the First Amendment protects.
I understand that, John.
For America.
And you're wrong. You're allowed to be wrong about your ideas on this program. And I appreciate you being here very much. We'll be right back.